This episode of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by DayCamp for Developers. Listen for a special offer at the end of this podcast. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, this is Cal Evans, and today I am interviewing Jeremy Kendall, the organizer for the Memphis PHP user group. Jeremy, I want to introduce you to everybody, the wide area PHP community. So I've got three questions for you here tonight. First, how did you get involved with PHP?
Well, I got involved in PHP as a rebellion against ASP. I decided I want to program. I decided I wanted to get involved more deeply with computers and with technology. And for whatever reason, the natural starting point seems to be ASP and the Microsoft products. And after a lot of frustration, feeling like I beat my head against the wall, I had to look for something different or I was going to quit. In fact, for a little while, I thought, I just don't want to do this at all. And somehow, when I met PHP, things clicked. We got along. I could understand what was going on. The tools seemed simpler and more accessible. And so, you know, out of a couple of reasons, probably the biggest was a low barrier to entry, the community, the documentation. I felt like I was struggling along with instead of struggling against.
Well, now, obviously, you mentioned community. Obviously, community is important to you because you're now the organizer of your local PHP community or your local user group. How did you get involved in starting up Memphis PHP?
Well, that was kind of a long time coming. I used to joke that Memphis, Tennessee had three PHP jobs, and I'd held them all. I didn't know anybody involved in PHP in Memphis. I'd talked to a couple of guys, you know, some coworkers, but I didn't know anybody in the larger community, and I thought, how cool would it be if we had our own PHP user group? I wish someone would start, because I certainly was not going to, right? So as, you know, as my career progressed and as my understanding of, you know, the wider PHP community grew, I started to attend conferences, I got on Twitter, I started getting a little bit more involved. And then all of a sudden, it kind of naturally progressed into one conference, then another, and I ended up at Tech in Chicago in 2010. And one of the big dot deals at the end of Tech, and I understand this is every year, is there's a community forum. So I sat in on the community forum, and I wanted to see what these superhuman people who were putting together successful user groups, who they are and what they did. And I walked in the room, and it turned out it was all my friends sitting up there, you know, people that I either knew from conferences or knew on Twitter or, you know, they're just normal folks, folks I looked up to, folks I liked, and it felt like a peer group rather than these, you know, superhuman people that could do things I couldn't possibly do. And I listened to them talk about their struggles, and I listened to them talk about their successes, and I thought, two things. One, I can do this. If they can do this, I can do this. And two, if I want responsibility to start, it's my responsibility to at least try. And that's where Memphis PHP came from.
Wow, that's a great story, Jeremy. Okay, last question. When you're organizing a meeting for Memphis PHP, what do you look for in speakers?
Well, I'll tell you, Memphis PHP is still relatively young. So what I have looked for are knowledgeable, passionate people who are willing to come and give some of their time to the group. And so far, that's been relatively easy to find. I've been able to, you know, through my connections with the community, I've had the privilege of having you to Memphis PHP, had Paul Jones is in the local area, a couple of my buddies. And now that we're growing, I think it's going to become more challenging to find folks because I've picked all the people I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here comes the nitty-gritty work of actually building community. We've built up the group a little bit. So what am I going to look for? I'm going to look for the person who wants to share but might be a little bit timid, the guy who I was before tech and still feel like, even though I'm pretending, I'm like totally pumped and confident all the time. I'm going to look for the person who, you know, you can just kind of feel the potential in them, but they're just not very confident. Or, they've shared something with you that just wows you, and, man, you need to get up and tell everybody about this. So I'm going to start digging down into the group. You're going to have to release this after the next Memphis PhD so I don't scare anybody away. But I'm going to start looking inside of our group rather than outside of our group to find folks who want to take the next step in the PHP community themselves. So I'm looking, you know, I've done some building. Now I'm looking for other people who want to do some building as well, both, to better their career and to increase their knowledge, and also to help out the guys and gals who are coming up just like we all did when we were new.
Excellent. Now, real quick, give me the URL for Memphis PHP.
It is memphispHP.org.
And suffice to say that if there's anybody in your geographic area that wants to present, you're interested in talking to them, and they can contact you through that website, correct?
Absolutely.
Great. Jeremy, I appreciate your time, and thank you for everything you do for the community.
Oh, thank you, Cal.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices of the Elephant. This podcast is copyright 2011 EICC Incorporated, and all rights are reserved. For more information on the podcast and to nominate someone to be interviewed, visit the website voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT. Day Camp for Developers is a one-day, technology-agnostic online training camp for web developers. We cover the topics that you won't find at any other conference at a price that every developer can afford. Visit our website today, daycamp4developers.com, and reserve your seat for the next class. As a listener of Voices of the Elephant, use the discount code VOTE to save $10 off your ticket. Day Camp for Developers. Invest a day in your career.